comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yo, this is me, Brandon DiCamillo, here with me in the studio. It's the dream seller.
Shut
Brandon
up. Franz, would you rather have two big would you rather have two big dicks or three little dicks in your ass at once?
What can I fit or what would I prefer?
What would you prefer?
What's your heart desire?
I'll take the two big ones.
Why not three little ones?
I'm a size man.
What's your dick hung like?
It's hard or soft.
Stop beating around the bush, man.
Just say it, dude.
Do you want in inches or compared to an animal or...
Everything has to be so deep and logical to you, man. Just give a simple answer.
Somewhere between a horse and a large dog.
Franz, I want to know because I was sleepwalking and I turned gay in my sleep.
Ah, boy.
Franz,
my fucking sleepwalking.
Dude, Franz sleepwalks.
I'm a fucking idiot.
And he goes and gets, like, all this candy, and he has a bagel with cream cheese right before bedtime, dude, watching The Sopranos. You know, wakes up the next day, doesn't even remember it.
You know, of all the things my alter ego could have done while I was sleepwalking, you know, of all the fucking interesting lives I could have led, what the fuck did I do? I turn on The Sopranos... Fucking got a bag of candy and a cream cheese bagel. Woke up with fucking wrappers all around me and cream cheese smeared all over the fucking bed the next morning.
Your life is pathetic, man.
Yeah, nice life, Franzy boy.
I thought mine was bad. You make me a fucking angel.
And he punished himself. I pick him up with Phil because we have to go into all this passport shit. We go to this nice, like, lunch place. He, like, refuses to eat anything because, like, I'm punishing myself. I had so much candy. Dude, he had, like, 12 fun-sized Butterfinger bars among bagels with cream cheese.
I'm still not hungry from that.
But you just ate a hot dog, you lying fuck.
No, he bought a hot dog, took one bite, and then gave me the rest.
I still can't fucking eat. I put so much goddamn candy into my mouth that night. It's fucking disgusting. I don't know. When I was little, I used to sleepwalk and play with knives. So I'm just glad that
Where'd you meet this guy, man?
Yeah, dude, you gotta quit that eating while you're sleeping, dude, because, dude, you're looking like Hannah, dude. You really let yourself go, dude. I mean, man,
you're gonna work it out,
man. I'm going down the tubes, man.
Man.
Oh, we have a fart from Brandon Novak.
That was the worst.
I almost shit my pants. I don't like the studio. Everything's too set up here, man. Yeah, can't let loose in this joint, man.
Yeah, the studio.
Get some
very
fucking
sick
hookers. Get some beer on tap. Get his minging ass.
We got fart coming. Ladies and gentlemen, Bam Margera.
But Jesus. See, we're not at the compound. At the compound, you can just do whatever you want, whenever you want. Here, you gotta, like, get on lounge chairs and move around.
Oh, yeah, we're live in New York, I forgot to say.
And you know what sucks about New York? You know, you can't bring random whores up here, because, like, you got to bring them to the 36th floor, and then you got to have ID and stuff like that. And, you
hookers
know, they probably have all kinds of drugs on them, so they can't come up to begin with.
Hookers don't carry IDs, man. I can't get that bitch up here.
It just sucks they won't let us have beer in this building. Like, what's going on, dude?
Keep complaining, Franz.
I think we could have brought it if we just would have fucking thought about it.
Yeah, well.
I'm on the Frangelico tip right now, dude.
Yeah, it tastes like chocolate something. I don't know.
I'm into it.
I must have beer if I'm expected to work.
Fuck you, Franz. Nobody cares.
Yes, sir.
So where's my needle?
What do you got in your agenda there?
Where's my needle?
Yo, you know what I hate so badly? Every goddamn time I come to New York... Tom, did you know that I got another fucking flat tire on the same tire on the Mercedes? I might as well just get...
Give it to me.
If I brought the Scion up here, nothing would happen. But, like, of course, I bring the nice Mercedes. I hit the only pothole on the fucking Jersey Turnpike. I get a flat tire in the same spot. The same Mercedes dealership people come and fucking fix it. It's like... What do they call that? A
Repairmen.
No.
Boy Wonder.
How can I not think of
that? A jinx?
No, when something happens...
Deja vu,
the French one. The French word.
It's deja vu all over again.
Oh!
So, wait a minute. What I want to know is who's driving the car when you cracked the rim. Was it Novak, perhaps?
No.
Why the fuck do you let this guy drive your expensive
shit,
man?
I don't.
Ben, you gotta understand. I was driving a Mercedes, and I was like, "Where's my needle?" And then I look up, and I hit this pothole. It wasn't my fault.
Novak, did you know?
I took that bitch out in that car. I took her to an NA meeting, man.
Oh yeah, he did,
dude.
Bang, in your bed.
That is the lowest of the fucking low, dude. You have rolled out of the gutter and into the fucking sewer. He goes to NA meetings to score with chicks.
It works.
It's better than a bar,
and they're clean and sober.
They're the most vulnerable women in the world. Yeah, babe. Yeah, I used to be a junkie too. Oh really? Well, you can open up to me. Well, I mean, now I'm like on TV and I got a book and movie coming out and like all this stuff going on, babe. Like, he just starts talking game at a fucking NA meeting. Jesus, man.
Dude, you're one to talk. You probably go to these little film classes.
He met her at a coffee shop on Gay Street, and he was like, "Bam, can you please pick me up with the Hummer just so she sees what I get into?"
Dude, she saw
me getting the fucking Hummer, dude.
And who fucked her the next day? Thank you. It's not easy being me.
He totally did, though. But now she won't hump you anymore because you started drinking again.
I'm drinking, yeah. And
you never stop.
Yeah, dude. I was sober for like 2 weeks. For 15 days. No drinking. Now
that number changes every time I talk to him.
You know, well, you know how they have dog years, Brian? Well, I'm saying it in Novak years, and 2 weeks is like two hours.
So, fuck this. The viewers want to know why we got pulled off the air last week or the week prior. We haven't been back since then. Wonderboy?
Hey, Shikus, Ryan G?
Yeah?
I have a list here. I like to go in that order.
I'm not near you. See, I'm out of order in this house here, man. We flow at the house. This place sucks. I can't get in the routine here, man.
Look, Bam, I'll just sit here and keep my mouth shut. Just as long as you please play Baby Shambles, Bam.
Where's my needle?
Jesus,
where's my needle?
Where's my needle? I need one, man.
You know, you fucking break the Mercedes, now this. And are you going to reimburse the boy Wonder for that fucking rim you cracked?
Why are you always trying to get shit riled up?
Not only the cracked rim. Oh, how about the... See, I only drive to New York at, like, you know, any time from midnight to 3 in the morning because I don't have to wait in the Lincoln Tunnel because it seriously drives me fucking crazy sitting in traffic. Like, I seriously would commit a murder sitting in traffic because I get so aggro. So I decided to come here late night. Remember how we timed the fucking valet guy was? We waited 30 minutes at the nice fancy Hilton, and the guy comes up with these bloodshot eyes, like, and he's like, "What were you doing in the security thing?" I'm like, "Looking for your ass." He's like, "Why didn't you use the phone?" I tried the phone, and it just rang a booth of nobody that was there. I'm like, "What are you on, fucking weed time?"
Hey, to his credit, he had just woken up.
but remember, he was just like, "Well, you shouldn't be doing that." I'm like, "Well, if I didn't have to wait 20 minutes, then maybe I wouldn't." It wasn't 20 minutes. I'm like, "What does it matter? It was 15. Like, I had to call the fucking boss of the Hilton to find out where you are. And then he got all nervous and he was going to lose his job.
Point of the story, he was not there at the time or place he should have been.
Yo, come on, man. You can't tell on me like that. I got crack babies to take care of.
Yeah, dude, he was bumming when he found out his boss and three security dudes were looking for him for 15
minutes. He probably got fired, man.
Dude, you know that he did, like, a hit of fucking weed or something. He was just passed out in the fucking corner at the valet parking. And we were calling every phone off the hook trying to look for his ass, and he was just sleeping.
And then he gets bummed out. We had to go into the security booth to use the phone so we could call to find out where the fuck he...
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't have been pissed if that were me making that.
You know, I know he was guilty.
Yo, we should have just robbed the joint just to prove a point.
That's true. Everything was open. The register was open. The safe was open. The fucking security booth was open. Like,
and you were in there. Now there's $100 missing. Who could have stole it? Joe France?
Novak. Phil France must have done it. He was the first one in security booth. I didn't have nothing to do with it. Bam, of course you would think it was me because I was on heroin for 7 years.
You wouldn't think I'd steal. Of course I'm accused of stealing, man. That's what I did. But I haven't stole for a while.
Yeah, right.
A while. Well, and again, in Novak
I knew
years.
This was one little thing that would get Franz riled up.
Yeah, every time I fly away, I was just in Finland.
And I
put a lock on my door. And like...
He puts a padlock on his own door in his own house.
I put a lock on my bedroom door strictly so Novak wouldn't go in.
You didn't even know.
It's not for anybody. Novak, like, truly thinks it's for, like, somebody else. The day I leave, he calls up Missy.
Yo, Missy, I need that combination because I need to go in there and get socks, man. I've been sockless for 2 days now. Like,
I'm not.
You need to go in there and get socks.
Anymore.
Go fucking buy some, you homo.
Dude, that is a fucking cockamamie excuse if I ever heard. There's socks everywhere around
Keep
that house.
Sucking his dick,
Audio
yes,
sends him socks. Hey, Element sends him socks. Electric sends him socks. There's free shit coming to the house
Hop
every day.
Hop in the Audi that you call yours when you don't even have a driver's license and it's still in my name.
Yeah. I am legit.
Hey, Novak,
show me your driver's license. I want to see it
now. It's not on me. I'm not driving. Why would I need it on me? I'm not driving.
You don't have a driver's license.
I do have a license.
You're a liar.
He did.
Tell me the driver license number then.
Let's call your mom.
No, we're not live on air. We can't call her. She works.
So wait. So back to this lock on the door. So Novak,
you,
Novak, who doesn't want to do his, can't be bothered by doing his own laundry at Bam's house because there's a fucking brand new washer and dryer there.
Which I use.
So he suddenly needs the combination as soon as Bam goes. No, he doesn't ask Bam for the combination. He asks Missy.
Let me wear those $15 Misfits.
And when she won't give him the combination, what does he do? He takes a screwdriver to the padlock and fucking screws it.
That's,
and we know that
because
when Bam got home, the fucking padlock fell off the door because it had been fucking cracked so many times, dude. What did you do in there?
I didn't go in there, you fucking faggot.
Really? What didn't you find?
I didn't find that $1,000. I didn't find the new shoes.
And I didn't spend it neither.
Nope.
And I didn't spend it on heroin, more to the point.
Your fucking voice, you're like Ellis, man. Your fucking voice annoys me.
Dude, what was that whole thing with Ellis? Went on MySpace and he tried to pick a fight with me because
I don't want to talk about this because I'm flying to Fiji and I'm hanging out with him. So the last thing I want to talk about is the feud between fucking Novak.
God,
no thanks.
It's weird how Ellis
and
Novak have this feud going though. Like, who'd have guessed that it could escalate to this level?
Friends, did you? Like, just hear
did
what
you
I
miss the
I just said that.
Hey, Wonderboy, I think you're losing your touch. No one's listening to you anymore, man.
I'm playing a New Zealand compilation. Yo, play me a song on that compilation.
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Hit track 8, dude.
Ooh.
Serious. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Uh-huh.
Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Oh,
boom.
God.
pull your weight at Sirius. You have the number one rated show, and they pull the plug on one of the most fucking hilarious radio band broadcasts. If the Dream Seller's gonna get his fuck on, then I wanna hear it. Yeah. I pay my damn subscription every month for no censorship. Raw radio.
Yeah.
What the hell? I'm kinda pissed at Sirius that they would do such a thing.
Yeah.
And not Cheers. To let us hear Novak's little ding-ding slap some hot horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wants to hear my small dick slap up against some pussy.
So if you guys heard the radio last week where Novak bought two horse... Actually, I bought it for your Christmas present.
Thank you.
He banged him out on the radio, and then it cut right to Turbo Negro. The reason of that is because we are the first ever to get the plug pulled on this on Sirius.
Just Sorry, think about Howard. That. You have like
good job, Novak.
Thank you.
You single-handedly have destroyed Sirius's reputation for having non-censored radio.
How could I give a fuck about their reputation when mine has went to shit a long time ago?
True. I mean, you've literally torn down the Sirius building. Well, figuratively, tore down the Sirius reputation as well as building with your bare hands.
And we can't even get a free beer in this joint.
You can't even get a free beer. Unbelievable.
Fucking joke.
Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Novak? Are you proud? I think that's
I'm
an accomplishment.
Proud. It was a monumental mark that I made in history.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it got the credit it deserved, Welcome. Nor did I get the recognition that I deserve. So I want a bar tab on Sirius tonight, fuckers.
Oh.
They pulled the plug on you. They're not happy about it.
Like, yeah, I'm
You want them to buy you fucking beer, but they pulled the plug. Like, they're not happy about it. I know that a lot of people liked listening to it, and we got a lot of emails from it, but technically Sirius is not stoked on the fact that you had sex on air. And here we are at Sirius, and Novak's like, I want to meet the owner of Sirius Radio because I want him to take me out to lunch.
Yeah, man.
Why? He's probably going to fucking punch you.
I hear the shareholders are scared.
Who the fuck knows? I don't have any shares, so I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Thank you.
Do you got shares, Franz, Mr. Moneyman?
Yeah, I shared some fucking candy the other day. That's all. That's the only shares
that
I have.
That went
man.
Right to shit.
Thank you. It was in my delivery.
Heard Howard Stern has like 1,000 shares or something.
How many shares you got, Wonder Boy?
Yeah. Fucking beats me. Let's call up Terry Hardy and find the fuck out.
No, you know who I want to call?
I want
to call fucking either Ape or Phil right now because they lock my fucking doors and they don't give me a key to my house. I actually had to throw a brick through my own fucking window.
Yeah, I came in, there was glass everywhere, you asshole.
We need to call them. Here.
You really? This is what I see last night. I walk in, there's like 5 repair guys, a big-ass repair truck, like a big solid brick laying on the middle of the fucking kitchen table, basically. He just decided not like break a little window where he could stick his hand through the door and open it. He busts the biggest fucking window in the downstairs kitchen area.
And now, because I was pissed, dude, and like, it's like my house. I don't have keys to it, and like, I'm locked out of my own house. Like, it's so retarded, and I shouldn't have to wait 30 minutes for Phil to drive a key over. I'm like, fuck that
but
shit.
But you would lose a key if you had one.
No shit.
But you gotta keep your house locked.
Try Phil on
a
cell phone. If we can't get that, then we'll
and
try.
And bam, if I was with you, I would have broke in the proper way. Just like I broke in, you didn't never break into your room.
Wait, Franz. You know,
I just think it's sad that when Bam leaves his house, he has to fucking.
How do you know it was because of me?
He puts a padlock on his own fucking door, his own fucking bedroom, his own fucking house. Because he can't trust you.
Don't heroin addicts just love to like snoop around shit?
Yeah.
Like they love the fact that they're like checking shit out that they're not supposed to.
Yeah, if you're a heroin addict, I'm a prior heroin addict. I haven't touched heroin almost 4 years now.
I thought it was three.
Almost.
Didn't you just have a conversation
with
your girl?
It's 3 going to 4, good shit. I have 3 years right now.
Bam, it's the new year.
In 4 months, it'll be 4 years.
There's a Novak years, by the way. It's kind of like dog years, only shorter.
God.
Did we get a hold of Phil yet?
Must have Tom Rock working on it, because he fucks everything up. Someone got a little heated.
Tom Rock, the producer of the show, is going to fucking whoop Novak's ass in a second.
Yeah, you wish.
Did we get a hold of him? Let's try him.
All right.
Hello?
And let's turn the music down, too.
Bro, bro. You there, bro?
Phil.
Yes.
Phil.
What in Sam hell? You're on Sirius Radio, by the way.
Oh.
Is Ape there? Because I think Ape's the culprit. Let me talk to her.
Should I find out what it is first?
No, just hand her the phone and say...
Phil wants in on it.
He wants to mediate this.
Just say Sirius Radio and hand her the phone.
All right, Ape, you're on Sirius Radio, and here's the phone. Bam Radio, Faction 28, Sirius Radio.
Yeah, Phil. Plug that motherfucker.
There's a shareholder.
Uh-oh.
Ape.
What?
Why in Sam fuck would you lock all the doors of my own house and not give me a goddamn fucking key? So, did you know that I pulled in looking forward to taking a minging ass shit, and then all the doors are locked? Yes. I'm trying sliding glass doors, and I'm like, I can't even shit in my own house. I have to throw a brick through the fucking window because
you have a key on your keychain.
I know I should have a key, but I don't have one because you didn't give me one.
I thought you had one.
Why would you think that I'd have one? I barely know where my fucking car keys are. Why would I know where my house keys are?
Well, that's not something that I would, like, put on the radio if I were you, dumbbell brain.
What's that, dumbbell brain? Take that, bitch.
Shuts her own son down.
Like, told you.
Hide the key, like, under the doormat or something so I can fucking
get in.
That's
a good idea. Let's tell everybody where it is.
Yeah, you said we're going to break in the key under the doormat,
the fuck
ladies
was
and
that?
Gentlemen.
Seriously, man. I'd throw a brick through my own fucking window.
Ape, you see why your son needs you, Ape?
Out there? I got a security guy out there, like, trying to make you more secure, but you're the worst security breach there is.
Oh, right in his face.
Ooh. And that, not to mention, Shitbirds puts a fucking combination lock on the gate, which he never even told me the combination, so when random fans come up to the gate and start fucking pressing buttons, I have to come out there and bitch them out, but I can't even open up my own door. And plus, doing a combination on the gate takes so much time that they could just peel away and laugh. So now you gotta hop the fucking fence.
Okay, well, here's what I got to say to you.
Uh-oh.
Every single time that we try to show you what's going on with your house, you don't have time.
Oh, Ape, son doesn't have time for his mother.
I'm mad.
Hey, it's not me. Uncle Matt wants to show you everything and how your house works, but you don't have time.
What's he doing, Ape, that he's so busy he can't listen to his own mother?
Don't you like how Franz gets everybody riled up?
Oh, who's that? Novak?
Hey, how you doing?
What a loser.
Yeah, Abe, we just busted Novak on...
I was waiting for this to come.
We just busted Novak on breaking into Bam's room when he wasn't
broke
around.
In the room
and, of course,
you know what
denies
he
it.
Abe, he broke in, like, the whole lock
I
on the door.
I didn't even break in.
He broke in because he says he needed socks.
I wasn't even there, for Christ's sake.
You know what? If I ever catch your ass in there, I'm
going to
shoot you right in the butt.
I wasn't even there.
Talk tough, babe. Hey.
Yeah, I'm going to talk even tougher. You ready?
Oh, what's that?
Okay, so we're doing all kinds of work upstairs. Hey, do you think you can move your stuff out of your room? Sure, babe. No problem, babe. You can count on me, babe.
I got 5 witnesses here, Abe. You told me I didn't have to do it until I got back from Denver. You said they weren't even start until I got back from Denver. You said
no. Yeah, you're back from Denver, idiot.
And it was moved when I came in that night.
I know. Well, listen,
April, is this the same Brandon Novak that didn't fold up the $4,000 sun umbrella before the big storm and it broke? Could this be the same Brandon Novak that didn't put those leftovers from your big feast in the refrigerator and, like, fucking 80 pounds of turkey and fucking all April's wonderful food all went to...
Isn't there a song to play?
You're forgetting all the parking tickets. You forgot that part.
Oh, yeah. And let's not forget the parking tickets you're racking up out of nowhere. And what I want to know is...
Oh, yeah. What about the 2 tickets in the Audi? Are they new tickets?
There's no 2
he
tickets
just goes
in the
around
Audi?
Getting tickets.
There is.
And not paying them.
Bullshit.
It must be that Ghost Rider.
Oh, they're old. I was looking for my ID before I left. They're old as fuck.
And what I want to know is, if Novak doesn't have a job... And I was over the house one day, and April starts yelling at Novak.
How the fuck did you get these two together, Fred? You're a little bitch.
April starts fucking yelling at Novak, saying, "Yo, Novak, how dare you? You hide a parking ticket. You get it, and you hide it. I'm going to find out about it. I know you had the car. I know everything
about
you."
So,
and she goes, "You know what? Digger, $15 ticket now went up to $75. He goes, "Oh, Ape, that is so like you." He rolls his eyes.
You're such a liar.
Pulls out a fucking wad of money and thumbs off $75. Where are you getting this money, Novak?
Where are you getting these stories from, you fucking
April,
liar?
April, true or false?
He has been paying those tickets. I'm kind of wondering where he's getting his money. I hate to take his money, what little he has, but he seems
you're right.
To
be
Ape, don't worry about it. I'm selling drugs in Westchester.
I got the major...
You're not selling Bam shoes.
I'm selling the drugs.
Yeah, are you still selling Bam shoes to Dave Fairman? Dave Fairman of Fairman Skate Shops.
Can we play a fucking song?
You won't let Novak in the store. Novak shows
up. I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
Novak shows up with arms full of Bam's fucking gear that his sponsors send him. He's like, "Oh, yeah, like, you want to, like, buy this stuff? Because if you buy it from me, it's way cheaper than buying from your, like, distributors and stuff." And he's like, Look, I know that's Bam's shit. Get the fuck out of here with that. He's like,
you're such a lying exaggerator.
Fairman, if you won't buy it, I'll sell it to someone else. And then he goes to Delaware and sells the shit. We know all about
it. Bitch.
Did you know that Novak went to Denver for the New Year? Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm wondering why.
He went there because he wanted to get pussy from the hot Colorado bitches. So when I get back, I'm like, Novak, did you get pussy? He's like, yeah, I got some fine pussy. I'm like, oh, who with? He's like, oh, I took Mandy along with me. What a fucking faggot.
Every story is exaggerated.
You're a fucking faggot, dude.
I brought sand to the beach on that one.
That
brought
sand to the beach.
I did bring sand to the beach.
You fucking moron, dude. I did. Are you an idiot? What a fucking pussy. You know
this. I did.
She was like, oh, I kind of want to go. You want to go, babe? Well, I'm leaving at 8:30 on United if you want to jump with me.
Dude, you guys
know that.
What a fucking
faggot. Novak, by the time you paid for your Denver tickets and a place to stay out there, you could have rented Pamela Anderson in Pennsylvania.
Well, the beauty of it is, Mandy paid for everything. He didn't fucking spend
fucking right.
I
didn't go to Denver with $1 in my pocket. I swear to God.
I know that.
She paid for every meal. That dirty whore paid for everything.
Where's my needle?
Where's my needle?
Here's what I'd like to know is, how are you getting so lucky with so many losers supporting you? And I know that I'm one of them.
He almost banged out an MTV broad today. I was doing an interview at MTV.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there kicking game to one of the girls. She's like, You're a fucking what? She was like, you're too easy to hump, aren't you? He's like, I'll bang you right here in this photo booth, babe. And then she started getting stoked on it.
She asked me out to dinner tonight. I declined.
Remind me not to ever get back in that photo booth.
Oh, she was giving him the cold shoulder, and then he's like, you know, I'm gonna take you in the cab and fuck your brains out. Whatever. I was like, are you talking that way to me? And 5 seconds later, she's like all over him, man. It works, dude. Women, man. I'll never figure it out.
If you had the hump Novak in order to survive.
Mother, we're talking about you.
How much money? How much money would it cost?
Are there no depths to which you will not stoop?
What if it was all the money in the United States, Abe?
You're a sick kid.
All the money on the planet wouldn't be enough.
Abe, you could buy so many arts and crafts with that kind of money.
Free arts
and crafts, smarts and crafts. I don't care. Like, you're talking about.
Think how many wicker baskets you could get with all that.
You know what, Bam? I think your dad might beat 4 people up for you even saying
that's right.
That.
I think he should. Hey, I hope he does.
Put Phil on the phone. I have a bone to pick with him.
Oh, no.
Dude, you guys dread your phone call.
Bye, April.
Yeah, I do. I dread all my phone calls.
See you, Abe. Nice talking to you.
Bye, guys. Try not to get arrested in New York. Pure sad.
Now go ahead, Franz. You can jump on
Philip. Hey, Phil. Yeah.
Did your dope sick brother fix the window that I had?
Dope sick.
Did I have to throw out yet? Did I have to break?
They had to. Excuse me.
What happened?
There's a lie getting ready to come.
What do you have? A fucking cheesecake caught in your throat?
They repaired.
What? Phil, you're not making sense. What are you doing?
You on drugs, Phil?
Are you eating chocolate Elvis CDs over there?
I wish I was on drugs sometimes.
Well, come and hang out with me, Phil.
What was the original question? Yeah, dude, they thought that somebody spray painted dope sick on the driveway thinking it was for you, but it's for Pat.
Pat was dope sick?
Yeah, he didn't show up for work, so Kevin wrote dope sick on it, and like, they were all talking about it at the dinner table, and like, they're like, yeah, dope sick, like, mum and all that shit, like, they don't know what dope sick means.
They have no clue.
Phil, he's on some drugs, dude.
I just learned what dope sick meant. It means you're sick on dope, right?
Yeah, not for not having dope.
Sick on dope. Summed it up there, Phil.
Yeah, I walked out.
It's easy for people. I get them to understand what it's all about.
I walked out from taking a million shit the other day, and I see little Kevy and Pat in the corner chugging the Remy XO. And it's like 6 p.m. at night. It's not even like party time yet.
Were they on the clock? Or?
Yeah, they were fixing the fucking window. The hellion kid over there broke out with a brick.
I love it.
What was it called? Remy XL?
Some kind of hard-ass liquor.
It's like cognac.
You know, cognac. You had that shit? You ever had that, Phil?
I think once.
Phil, what's your drink of choice?
Yeah.
My drink of choice?
Yeah.
So to use your bump to cut back.
I'm talking about booze.
Jesus
Christ. Booze. Beer once in a while.
About soda. I know beer. What fucking brand?
Is there a difference? They all taste the same to me.
Phil, would you just say a brand? I don't care.
Phil, you understand that airtime is very valuable.
Okay, light beer. Just any light beer.
What fucking motherfucking brand?
Whatever brand name you have, it doesn't
Phil,
matter.
Phil, if you don't say a brand name of a beer now, I'm hanging up on you.
The ratings are suffering, Phil.
Bubba mentions Coors Light once in a while. Coors Light, Coors Light, Coors
all right,
Light.
Coors Light, all right. We're hanging up on you, Phil. I'm playing Children of Bodom.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, Phil. Hey, Phil. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That was like 2 days ago.
Hey, fucking just wake up to kiss ass and get me in trouble, you fucking faggot.
That was a fucking
That was the worst
move,
fucking
dude.
Phone call.
Happy
ever.
New Year.
Yo, I'm playing New Children of Bodom. This shit is awesome. It's called Next in Line. Radio whoa. Bam. Function.
Whoa, whoa. Fuck off.
Thank you. It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 faction. Wow.
Yo, what's up with, what's up with Bulger talking shit on... Dude. Around town. Remember when he ate that piece of shit?
Yeah, Bulger's the guy we had on live on air who
he
ate shit.
He ate a piece of shit live on air, and then these like hot college chicks asked him why he would do such a thing. He's like, because I got $5,000 for that.
But the thing is that this
he didn't get no $5,000.
No shit.
No shit.
He got like
right?
two free beers, if that. But the thing is he gets so excited when he's at a house. They have a section of it on the internet where it actually plays a little clip of that, and he pulls girls in the room to show him. Like, that's his fucking bragging points, him eating actual shit.
And now whose shit was it? Was it
his own shit?
Shit.
It doesn't matter whose shit it was. Eating shit is wrong, fuckface.
I'd rather...
Yo, do you have his phone number?
That's wrong.
Yeah, let's call him up.
Eating shit is wrong.
Franz's like, well, whose shit was it? Does it fucking matter? It's shit.
Yeah,
it's going in your mouth.
Asshole,
no,
would you rather
it matters.
Eat your shit or someone else's shit? I'd rather eat my own shit.
I would rather eat my shit rather than... Like, 1,000 times more than, like, your minging-ass shit.
Shit doesn't belong.
Dude, you have the sickest butt, dude.
Let's really get into this. Novak, are you trying to say... Or he's going to fart into the mic. That's the most intelligent thing that's come out of his mouth all day. Hey.
You have the loosest-ass butt, dude. How many dicks have you had up there since jail?
Not none since jail. Jesus. What's wrong?
Fucking what do you mean, no answer? Call him on your phone because he recognized the number, you know, and then say that we're calling from a strange number.
No,
a fucking homo.
Would you rather eat a human shit just out of a sewer piece of shit or dog shit? Just curious.
I'd rather eat dog shit, you idiot.
Okay.
A dog shit than human shit out of a sewer?
Dude, dog shit smells so bad.
This difference of opinion is interesting.
Yo, answer the fucking... Hold on. Sirius is going to call you back. We're going to interview you on Sirius Radio, so answer the fucking phone, you piece of shit.
How's he supposed to hear that? What, does he have an old school answer?
Hurry up. All right, he's ready.
Dude, I would not want to eat dog shit.
What would you eat, Mr. fucking germ boy Franz?
I'd eat
Franz is a germ boy.
I'd eat dog shit over human shit, and here's why. Dogs, the bacteria content of dog shit is actually far less than that
shit
of human
is shit,
shit,
you fucking faggot.
No, dogs have stronger stomachs. They have less germs than humans.
Are you serious? It smells the same. Who cares if it's good for you or not?
Humans also have contractible diseases that can pass from human to human.
Shit smells the same, Bron.
Dogs have diseases we can't catch, and we have diseases they can't catch, so I'd rather...
kidding me?
Diseases are less compatible with dog shit.
I'll piss on a fucking pancake right now, throw it on the ground, and some sick-ass dog will come up and...
I know.
Eat it with not even any.
Well, you do have a point.
Yo, Bulger's on the phone.
Hey, shit boy.
You have a point.
Yeah, what's up?
Yo, pussy ass.
Yeah, you're on Sirius Radio with Bam fucking Franz Ass Kisser Novak here.
How's your band coming? What's that name again?
It's called Over Eyes, fucker.
You guys kicking ass?
Is it hardcore?
Yeah, we are kicking ass, man.
Yo, you like the Fallout Boys?
Yeah, pretty good.
I knew you'd say that. That band sucks.
Fuck that band, bull.
Hey, Vito went out and presented them.
Who, Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did. In like, I don't know. Oh, in New York, actually. Yeah.
So what's up, shit boy?
Not much, man. Dude, not much.
Dude, I heard you got some fucking major pussy off that shit you ate, dude, man. Did you get fucking major pussy off that, man?
Yo, are you saying we paid you $5,000 to eat that shit, you lying fuck?
Fuck what's yeah, man.
Did you tell people that we gave you $5,000 to eat that shit?
No, you're hearing shit from other people, man. That's fucked. No, I would never say that. I said I went to Baltimore with you, and you paid for my strippers for the weekend.
Yeah, but did you tell people we gave you $5,000 for that?
No.
You never said that?
Dude, there was these dime pieces at Iron Hill that we bumped into, some hot-ass broads, and they're like, oh, Bulger was trying to hit on us, and he said that he got $5,000 to eat that piece of shit.
We heard it right from the horse's mouth, you little lying fuck.
I can see why you're trying to hit on these dime pieces. Novak would bang them out every which way.
Hey, Bulger, I'm sorry. You don't know me and I don't know you, but what possessed you to eat the shit?
Shit.
You know what, man? It was just sitting there and...
it was in your asshole.
It was just sitting there.
It was just looking... No, I mean, was it the peer pressure? Was it the clout that you could...
Delectable.
No, it looked so delicious, dude, with the fork and knife right next to it.
Yeah.
It was the presentation. It was the parsley and garnish. No, I mean,
if I would have had some salt and pepper, it would have tasted a little bit better.
Was it the peer pressure that made you do it, or were you actually curious as to what it would taste like, or is it the clout that you got from eating the shit in such famous company?
Yeah, well, A little bit of both. I was kind of curious myself.
Yeah.
That was a fun
one. See what it would taste like, and I wanted to just, you know.
Bulger, this whole studio smells like what you ate that day.
Boy, that's very interesting, Bulger.
I wanted to be that guy.
Hey, Bulger, you're that guy and plus four, you little homo.
I wanted to be that guy. Now, do you go to school? Do you go to Westchester?
What, are you going to fucking give him a job, you piece of shit? Why are you asking these stupid questions?
Now, Bulger, we're analyzing this. Would you rather eat dog shit or human shit from a sewer pipe?
But not your shit.
No, like suck on a sewer pipe at the company of your own home.
Dog shit or human shit, not your own shit.
In your own home.
In the privacy of your own home. Would you rather suck the shit pipe or would you rather eat dog shit?
He's with me.
What would
me
you do, Bulger? Bulger?
We're on the same side. Bulger, yeah, man.
If
fuck
you're
yeah.
on the same
fuck
side as Bulger, you're going to shit. Bulger, shit turds reunite.
Bulger, shit, definitely.
So you got any pussy lately?
I'm actually out in New York right now visiting a girl.
You're in New York? We're in New York right now.
Not New York, you dumbass. New York.
Damn, Wonder Boy called you a dumbass.
Where in York?
Why he called Bam a dumbass?
What are you out there? What are you?
Fucking Amish bitches? York.
Oh, York.
You all sound fucking insane.
Yeah, lives from out there.
So he says he's with a girl. Let's talk to this bitch, you liar. I bet you there's no girl in sight.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk to her.
Let's talk to the girl,
dude. No, she's inside.
Of course.
Listen to this conversation, you idiot.
She's inside in Canada.
I want to tell her that you suck on shit pipes. Yo, what'd you do, like, during your hazing to get into the frat that you're in?
Yeah, you little frat faggot.
Are your parents ashamed that they paid all that tuition money for you to fucking eat someone's shit?
No.
Yeah. What kind of grades you getting?
This semester I got about 3.5.
Bulger, what's
no, you did? And you got a 3.5 and you're eating shit?
Everything
the fuck do you need to eat shit for? You get a 3.5.
You better stick with school because that band's going nowhere.
Bulger, what's your mom's cell phone number, dude? We had a caller and told her you're sucking on shit pipes.
I hope your parents are proud.
No fucking way.
Give us your mom's number, bitch.
I don't remember it.
Well, put your girl on the phone. Let me talk abroad. You're boring me, Bulger. Come on.
Oh, she's inside.
What's she doing? Knitting, sewing.
Dude, there is no inside.
For me to go inside.
There's no inside.
Yo, Bulger, did you ever hear a Viking skull?
Yes, I think so.
You're lying, fuck.
Well, there's this band called Beer, Drugs, and Bitches. Oh, you want to hear it?
My kind of party.
Yeah, I want to hear some Hell Train.
Shut up.
We'll play
Viking Skull.
It's in the request line, bitch.
I want to hear.
No one asks you what you want to hear. We're telling you.
Make fun of it all you want on the radio.
Overdrive, you fucking. Hopefully
it's
Overrise.
Overrise.
It all sucks. Hopefully all right, it overdrives.
Bulger, when we see you next, we'll play Overrise just for you.
No, we won't.
Oh, dude, you better, man.
Hey, we're definitely
what are you going to do? What are you going to do if we don't?
You're going to get five Beta Ming brothers to come beat us up?
I'm down there myself and kick the living shit out of you, Novak.
Are you going to do a hazing when you get here?
You and that girl? You and that non-existent girl?
Novak, can I box you?
Bulger, I would fucking welcome the day and the challenge, you pussy.
Yes, I want to box you, dude.
Work on boxing that girlfriend.
We got to play rock and roll.
Later, you're fucking
lame. All right, Bulge.
Later, Bulge. Nice to meet you, man.
Later.
Peace out.
What are we hearing? Beer, drugs, and bitches?
Yeah,
that's right.
My fucking fantasy.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tempt me on Sirius 28. Fuck off, Shin.
drugs. Let me trip out on your love.
This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Right now, we're at Sirius Radio in New York, and they're giving a tour right now because Howard Stern's thing is coming. There's a fucking... Dude, there's,
we're in like a fish tank right now.
Novak's naked right now, and they're looking in the window. They're like, what the fuck?
What are they doing? What's the reaction?
Oh, dude, yeah, okay. What are they doing?
So all the investors are walking
by
right
doing?
Now. Because
I'm not looking. I can't see. What are they doing? What are they doing?
All the investors are outside this glass booth. They're all staring. They're all taking notice.
Are they taking notice of my small dick and my asshole?
Dude, they're loving it right now.
Novak, turn around.
I don't want to look.
Yeah, dude, they're all like...
Hey, party ladies!
Yeah, the girls,
dude,
the girls
are all looking at his little fucking mini hard ding ding ding.
Dude, what if I showed him my hemorrhoided asshole?
They're acting like it's no big deal. She's pointing to the glass booth that's empty across the thing.
No,
he can't even see.
Please put your ass up to the mic. Like, stand on the chair, put your ass up to the mic and fart. Please.
I don't have to fart,
no,
dude.
Just,
oh, wait, they're going
know.
Away.
They don't
no,
know.
No, don't
do it.
Do it. Do what? Ladies, look, dude, all I can do is laugh at this small cock of mine, man.
Oh, dude, that Chinese lady is still looking. See her?
Dude, I'll tell you, there's this hot bitch in that fucking crowd that's
is
really
feeling
checking
it?
You out, dude.
Yeah, the bitch the fucking 400 plus in the back here.
No, the one hot bitch. Look, there she is with the red coat.
Dude, they're still looking.
Somebody they don't want to leave, and they want to look so bad, but they just can't. Their boss is there. If you even left him, I will fire you, Sarah.
I love how they're like 45 years old or up, and they're all taking a professional tour just to see some sick little fucking ding-ding with two homos on rollerblades fucking on your arm.
A tattoo on my ass with hearts on it and shit.
Oh, yeah. Here some more people. Here comes
oh,
the
yeah.
Suits.
What are they doing? What are they doing?
They're all prestigious and scholarly looking, and they didn't even look.
Oh, shit.
Hey, look, you little uptight bitch.
What a strong build-up to nothing.
The story of Franz's life.
Yeah, strong. Don't build up enough, and you got that right.
Here comes somebody. Okay. What's this guy do?
Oh, what's he
doing?
Does he look?
No.
Why are they looking?
Oh, here comes a big black guy.
What's he doing?
What's he doing? What's he doing?
How's he feel?
Yeah,
party. Party's in my pants.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir.
You just said that to a big, huge black guy.
I know. My phone's ringing, though.
Party's in my pants. He's not even wearing any pants.
I know. It used to be my pants. It's rather off. Let me get them back.
Well...
I'm going to get put out of here. I don't even get a fucking paycheck. I can't get put out of this place, huh?
Who's going to put you out? You're live on air right
Greenstein.
Now.
Greenstein.
They already pulled the plug on his money. I want them to buy me pizza at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Pizza? His guy's a fucking, you know, he's not professional. They don't sell pizza there, bud.
Man, take me to Ruth's Chris. I'm
going
to go to Ruth's
What's going
Chris
on? Who's coming up behind us?
Anybody?
Oh,
what's going on? What's going on?
This guy's not happy.
What's he
He's
going
to go tell somebody, but he doesn't know who to tell.
He was not.
He is a suit and tie. Oh,
he was
dies,
not
dude.
Happy about that.
He's figuring out who he's going to tell.
Who can I holler? Who's going to holler at him? Who's going to set him in his place? Well, nobody, you fuck, because I don't get paid.
Oh, what's this guy do? What's this guy do?
He's too nice to even notice. He's too polite to even
He just wants to
here.
Wave high and ask
See,
me
the thing
for a
is,
coffee.
They walk by so many live radio things in here that it's not even worth looking at.
Dude, I kind of got to take a shit.
Oh, here comes a guy. What's this guy doing?
Is this the blue suit and tie guy?
One guy got pissed. One guy didn't even notice, and the black chick with the power tool is really impressed.
Look at this guy here. Oh, my Lord, dude. This old man's...
Oh, that guy is not happy.
Was he not happy?
Oh, I saw a guy who was not fucking happy about this.
Not only did we get the plug pulled on us at home, now we're going to get the plug pulled on us at actual series.
They're like sharks, like, circling around their bait, dude. Like, they're just trying to figure out what the fuck to do. They're on this
That dude was sent here to scope it out because he peeped around the corner, shook
oh,
his
yeah.
shook shook his head no and fucking walked away, dude. He is not.
Dude, when somebody just shakes their head no, you know that you're not doing the right thing in here.
Well,
let me get my pants back.
I ain't touching these things. Dude, there's shit stains inside the very pants.
Dude, you have shit stains.
Novak, there's fucking shit stains in the inside of your jock.
You're minging, dude.
That shit stinks, man.
Look what you did to my nice sweatpants, man.
Those things are in shreds.
They're not yours, they're Mandy's.
Dude, they're all dirty.
I don't know how to put them back on.
Bam, they're my girlfriend's sweatpants.
Look what you did to these, man.
Why bother putting them on?
They got holes on it.
He stepped into one leg. It's not even the leg. The leg is ripped down the whole side. It's not even a leg anymore.
Laugh it up, boys. Laugh it up.
Are you kidding me, dude?
My expense.
Look. It's like a shriveled up t-shirt. He's trying to... Ew,
dude, sorry. Take that, wipe homo. My fucking ass. Ow. Oh, nice. Kick
ew, it. Dude.
Fran, smell my knee, dude.
No!
Fran's always has to smell
my knee. I insist. Fran, smell the knee.
You better smell it. He's
just
a boss,
smell the
bitch.
Knee.
He said do it. You
smell
do
the
it,
knee.
Lord.
We're live on air. You're wasting precious time. Smell
come
it.
Come on,
reach?
Dude.
I want to know.
Money.
So help me, Lord. I will not smell that knee.
Smell it. You're fired if you don't.
Smell it.
I don't get paid for it.
Fire him.
Fire him. What?
Fire him. Fire him. You're fired.
Smell the knee.
I'll fire you for him.
I better smell my own knee.
You're a fucking real faggot.
Hey, why are you smelling it, dude?
Because the people at the radio listeners want to know if it reeks.
What's it smell like?
Shit.
What kind of shit?
Okay, Novak shit? Rubs his ass on Bam's knee, and Bam smells it. Why? For reasons unknown.
Because unlike you, I'm trying to please the listeners.
Something you know nothing about.
You don't care about your fans. That's why you don't have any, you
fucking
faggot.
That,
I'm
damn.
Just not that curious. I'm not that guy who's curious about the way...
That's why you're fanless, Joe. Yes. Why don't you go to JoeFranz.com and see if anybody signs on. Oh, no, there is no JoeFranz.com because you're fucking nobody.
Go work on that Bad Luck 13 documentary for about 18 years.
From the 1800s, dude.
That thing is so not done.
It never will be.
Franz's been working on the Bad Luck documentary since the 1800s, dude. You bought the first editing system because you can't reformat it into a new computer because you've been working on it for so goddamn long.
I dropped the ball
what's
on
your
that
problem?
One, dude. What's the problem? I just fucking spent 5 months writing your fucking book and movie, dickhead.
It's about time you got it done.
Oh, I can't win.
Yeah. By the way, it's done. Oh, hold on.
Here we go.
We have a port in press.
Oh.
Fuck. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've considered and we've proceeded to piss everyone else serious off.
I think we've hit a new low. Seven farts, and this is his first day back. We got 7 farts in the mic. We got naked Novak pissing off the fucking president of Sirius Radio.
What
the
fuck did
you raise that
for? We probably canceled out about 100 investors from this little tour I fucking ruined them.
All those people just bought shares, so they wanted to tour the whole place just to see your fucking mini ass heart.
Shouldn't have pulled the plug on our show, bitch.
Nice.
Wouldn't have happened.
You know what? Who was ultimately responsible? Who actually
let's
made
make a phone
decision?
Call.
Who acted Tom Rock? Producer of the show, who fucking made the decision here to actually pull the fucking
who did
plug
it, bitch?
On the show?
We want to know.
Let them
answer. I'm glad that they did.
It came from upstairs. Somebody was on vacation.
Pussy answer.
Shut up, dude.
I know, he knows exactly.
He knows names.
I want
name.
Names.
Tom Rock's too scared to do it. That's why I didn't get pussy too.
I want fucking names. And you know what? No, not from you, Tom. Because I don't want to get you in trouble because I like you.
Go ahead, suck his dick a little more.
And they don't pay you enough. But I want fucking names. What? I want to know, and you listeners
want
to know, who...
How you know what
censored this show. The shareholders are not pleased. The investors are not pleased. Novak is not pleased. Yet, it's a groundbreaking show. We're still getting fucking... There's so much fucking email coming from this thing. It's insane.
Franz, it's time to go and you're trailing off.
I know. Sorry, wrap boys. It the fuck up.
I'm
wrapping
it up. I'm waiting for you guys to help me out.
Guess what I'm wrapping
dying
it up with.
Over here.
What, drugs? Well, drug music, I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your favorite. I'm not even going to say the name because you already know it.
I do, I think.
8 Dead Boys. Baby Shambles.
Do drugs and listen to this song.
Jesus.
God, you're so hell.
I agree. Now let's go to the bar.
All right. So we're wrapping this up live in New York City. Oh, here comes one.
Whoa.
It's heroin Novak saying goodbye.
And even eyes having shit stains.
Baby Shambles Radio Faction, Series 28, later.
Ew, dude.
8 dead boys sitting on the wall. We'll be right back.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28. Fact.